Another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
And today we're doing a little something different. We're doing a little chat about our show, because today is the 100th episode of Before and After Reviews. So we're doing a little chit-chat, a little discussion, a little reflection, thought processes, thoughts, schemes, hopes, dreams. What's going on, Joe?
Nothing. I'm very excited about our 100th episode. I think that we've come a long way.
Are you really excited about it?
Yes.
I think it's funny because Before and After Reviews basically the reason we started doing the podcast in the first place was just because every time we would leave the theater, we wanted to discuss movies. Mm-hmm. With each other. We would just sit there and we would debate and discuss. And we said for years and years and years and years, since me and Joe had been together, I said, we should just record these things. We should start doing something with it, because we have a lot of fun chats, a lot of stupid thoughts, a lot of smart thoughts, maybe some interesting things other people might enjoy listening to. And so we just said, years of us doubting on ourselves and not believing in anything we were doing or thinking, I finally just said, screw it. And I ordered microphones during the pandemic. And I said, we're just going to record, and I'm just going to call Before and After Reviews. We're going to record a little thought process before we go into a movie and then after. So what I thought would be really interesting, because I don't really see people doing that, is discussing what their hopes or thoughts might be before going in the movie. And then, either capturing that disappointment or that, enlightenment that it's like, oh, it's actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I think is really fun about that is that when we do that, something really important to point out is that these thoughts are raw. And I don't edit these. I just edit in I used to, in the beginning, 1 minute later jokes from like SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started using the trailer and saying, this is what we're going through. So I would put that in the middle of our before and after. And I don't know if you like it. I don't know if anybody does like it, but I just thought it was a good idea to capture what the mood was that we were going through in that gap. So yeah. I was like, oh, you know what? A trailer is actually a really fun way to kind of capture our thoughts of what's happening in that gap. So you can kind of feel like you're going on that ride with us.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a really good segue into our whole talk.
Yeah, I think because when you do that, like that joke, like 5 minutes later, 2 hours later and all that from SpongeBob or whatever. I think at first I was like, okay, this is fun, but how do we evolve on it? And I was like, you know what? If we can kind of capture what it feels like to go on an experience of being a movie fan and having that, the hope or going into a movie theater, the excitement of going in, the worry about going in as a fan to something you like, and then having that in the middle, like, okay, this is what we're going through in that little gap where we're away. And then when we come back, it's our instant thoughts. So yeah. When I say raw, I mean it. Like, we don't edit it out. We either come back and we're defeated, we don't know how to speak about it. And I think that goes into the spoiler talk. We don't know how, we struggle on trying not to spoil.
Yeah.
And also sharing our actual thoughts without
sharing
doing
our thoughts, but like, I can't, I definitely cannot hold back my feelings. And I have, I guess you can call it a flaw and also a fear. Because like when we started doing this for the first time, I was like, oh my God, man, I hate my voice. I sound like a high-pitched, whiny brat. I didn't like my voice at all. And I know me, and I know that I'm like too chaotic and you're more systematic and you lay down everything perfect. And I'm just like all over the place. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make a really good partner for you. So I was like really scared. I was like, oh man, I don't know if I wanted to put myself out there, put my voice out there. But
I do think what you're saying though, and what I like about it, and what I always told you about it was, I like the idea of me trying to hold together something and you being chaotic, I think it does open up to things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it opens up to showing that honesty, because you can see a lot of reviewers these days feel like they have to be a certain way, or, you know, and I like that we are different in that sense, where you're going to tell, oh, I think this sucks. And I'm going to be like, well, you know, let's talk about this little element. Let's talk about that a little element.
Yeah, I've been praised for telling it like it is. But then when you put me in check and you're just like, okay, calm your emotions there. Just simmer down. Simmer down.
Because I think that's the realism of actual friends debating a movie or having a conversation, I think that the debate, the conversation on the movies, is the important aspect.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to say something to you that I wrote, because sometimes I can't always say the right thing, and I usually don't say the right thing, but I write things better than I say them. So I just wanted to say thank you for always encouraging me to be creative, accepting me for who I am, face-palming when I get so angry about movies, but allowing my rants anyway so I have the freedom to express myself. Thank you for choosing me to be your number one on this creative journey. Even with all my chaos and misfittery, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all.
That was really nice. Thank you so much.
So I just wanted to say that, because I know that I drive things off track a lot, and I just let my rants and my craziness just take hold of me. So thank you for bringing me back down to earth and helping me be more comfortable with myself and my gross laugh and my awful voice.
Stop. That was really nice. Thank you for that. Thank you for saying that. And, you know, that's, I love you. I mean, everybody already knows. I talk about it on the show all the time. You are my best friend in life. And so doing fun things like sharing our hopes, like, and not even our passions.
Yeah.
Is a fun journey. And I think that's a lot of fun. And I do find, you know, we share, I think that one of the things about us as a couple has always been, in the beginning when we met each other, the moment where we kind of like had that spark or that feeling maybe started, was just discussing the things that we loved,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that we could share that love with each other and kind of dive into it. And even if we didn't like one thing or the other, we could share it with each other and we would experience it with each other and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we first met, the things that we liked or didn't like have completely changed over these years. Like, the more we watch things, the more we eat things, the more we travel, we go, hey, you know what? There's a lot of stuff. Why not experience it all? And we get to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
And I think that both of our shows, Before and After Reviews and our other one, Talking Trash, are kind of our journey into really talking about what we love and sharing it with other people and hoping that those people might enjoy our discussions and feel like they're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really, the reason we do it is because we wanted to meet more people like us or have discussion with fans. If they don't like something, they do like something, and mm-hmm. hoping that that would expand.
Well, starting this podcast, we actually met a lot of really amazing people.
There's been a lot of really awesome, supportive people. I did a post recently, listening to all the other podcasts and giving them, you know, the recognition that they deserve, because they're all awesome people and they're all doing the same thing that we're doing, and they're just using the medium of podcasts or YouTube or whatever to kind of do what we want to do and share with other people and discuss and find that bond.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of these groups of people who are friends doing what we're doing as well, just having these conversations and recording them and hoping that maybe someone is like, hey, are you lonely out there? Or do you have nobody to talk to about the things that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Discuss it with us, you know? And a lot of these people are amazing. There's been so many supportive people.
Top-notch people.
Yeah, and that's amazing and outstanding. Yeah. Even when it's been like, you know, why are we doing this? Like, or why am I taking so much time? I see those people at the end of the day, you know, also going through the same things, but also taking the time out to listen or share. And mm-hmm. you know what? Makes it worthwhile.
It's really, really awesome. I feel so relieved that I could be a part of that with you. And And I, you know, just meeting all these awesome people, like, yeah, it's cool because you're like part of a community.
Yeah. Know? And there's a really great community on Instagram of movie reviewers. And there's a lot of other places to go, unfortunately, who has the time. I think that another part of it is growing the show. And to do that, it really would take more time. And I don't know if I possibly could do that with a full-time job and a life. Yeah,
I mean, we both have full-time jobs, and I have a side biz, and I'm trying to manage that and have a full-time job and do this podcast and go to the movies often because it's what we love. And it's hard. So, I mean, can you imagine if we had kids, we wouldn't be doing any of this.
Nothing would be late, because the already, kids would be the focus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm already complaining. I don't have enough time for anything. I mean, I just like to make earrings on the side and have my little hustle. But it's just hard to make time for all this and work a full-time job. So, yeah.
I mean, that is really difficult. And I could spread myself to the other platforms and actually start doing the videos that I wanted to do for the last 20 years. You know, it's really hard. Because I do work hard on editing our other show. You know, I'm trying to actually do an edit on that show. On before and after reviews, I actually enjoy. It's the one I don't have to, because I think the raw is the fun part.
Yes.
I think that editing and clips on the other show is kind of the fun of our, you know, our banter. Yeah. You know, editing in, making fun of ourselves, making like game shows during it, or coming up with new jokes every week. You know, trying to go around the show. And that's that part of that show. And I do realize that doing this, you kind of go, people don't read reviews anymore. People like videos. Because I write daily reviews as well on Instagram. And I've started backing off on it a lot because I really, you know, I kind of realize people only see the picture and they don't care about the words. So it's been tough. You know, like, that's tough. And you know, people are starting to get away from podcasts. Why do they need them when you can just listen to the episode, watching us talk? Mm-hmm. And there's always a part of me that's like, maybe I should turn one of these things into an actual show where we videotape ourselves. But then editing that is, and I'm not going to lie, I have no idea about technology. I'm learning constantly. Our mics aren't even great.
One a month maybe. But I got to say this, okay, for someone who just jumped into this just a few years ago and, you know, you didn't have any idea what to do. You really are a boss. And I'm not saying this just because I'm married to you. I'm saying this because it's true. You have amazing editing skills. You take the time and you learn all about this technology and you set up this whole big thing for us. And it's amazing. It's amazing. You do an amazing job. And I want you to know that. And I know that, you know, we have some loyal people that tell you all the time that you do a great job on the editing and things are funny and, you know, things are good. And I just want you to have more self-esteem so that you can believe what they're saying to you and what I'm saying to you.
It's tough. You know, being a person who has his own problems, doubting himself, it is tough.
But we all doubt ourselves.
I do want to produce this thing and just put it out there. And we do it for free. Like, yeah, I haven't even dived into how to do commercials and sponsors and all that stuff. And it does suck because I know I should be getting, we put out 100 episodes on this show alone. That's 200 episodes on both shows.
Yeah.
I put them out weekly, twice, two episodes a week.
Yeah. And you have that terrible task of editing out my horrible, like, over jumping into horrible. The plot.
Oh, my that's the other show.
Face palm moments where, like, oh my God, don't jump into the plot. And I have all these things I want to say and it just pours out of me. And you're just like, no, Joe, backtrack, stop. And you have to edit all that out because I'd start running my mouth. And
well, that's our other show. And I would say on that show, it is difficult because I try to talk out the plot while also sounding completely stupid because I either forget stuff or I misunderstood something or can't say damn people's names. So, or, you know, sometimes I just mess up on the words altogether.
That's
and,
why I'm
I already
here.
Did it on this show. I already said worthwhile instead of worthwhile. And I'm like, what the hell? That's a thing, right?
It's worthwhile.
I know. Yeah. I said wild.
But you know what? You're just feeling a little saucy today. It's okay. You can have that one.
I'm always saucy. So, yeah, but, so, I mean, it's fun. I'm glad, you know, that some people have liked it. I will admit that it does suck knowing a lot of people who kind of say, hey, you should do this thing. And then they come up to you and go, hey, what did you think of that thing? And like, you know, I do the thing that you told me maybe we should do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, you know, a bunch of, you know, I want to give you a little slap-a-rooney. And you know how many people I've written? Someone out of the blue texted me recently and said, hey, what did you think of that thing? And I was like, yeah, and I sent them the link.
Yeah, I too have that situation where I'll go to work and someone will say, hey, Joe, how is Deadpool? And I'll be like, look, motherfucker, okay? Yeah. We have a podcast that'll take you 13 seconds to listen to it. Just listen to the podcast, please. Yeah. Support us.
It's not like it's that, especially before and after reviews. I think they're always under 40 minutes, unless it's like Trap or whatever, where I really wanted to talk about it. And that was like 50 minutes long. And that's another funny thing, too, we can talk about real fast, is that how many times we wanted our show to become talking trash.
Yeah, there's been a lot. But, you know, then we get home and it's so damn late.
That's another thing, people, what we do was we put it out Friday morning and we have seen the movie Thursday night, and on Friday morning I have to get that thing done, and I found a way to do it quick. There's been a couple, like some of the apps I use and stuff like that, because I know it's crazy, I do everything on my phone, which is, I know a lot of people go, holy crap, how do you know, or don't you, wouldn't it be easier on a computer? And I say, I don't even have a computer, so I do everything by hand.
Yeah, man, we're like, you know, ghetto over here.
Because I just can't stand PC. I know everybody loves a PC, computers. I can't stand him. But yeah, you know, so I found a way around it. But those apps, some of them updated, and I had a really bad time during that update. I thought the show was over. So they fixed it. When I complained to them, they actually fixed the apps, which was kind of amazing. But you know, another thing too to say real quick about the show is that a lot of people have invited us to do collaborations.
Yes.
And it's how do I find the time? And also I'm afraid to, because I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know how to get our audio correct. I don't have PC. A lot of people use laptops or whatever to, you know, do the cameras and stuff like that. I don't have those things.
Yeah.
And so I never know how to use it. And we use a P4 Zoom pod track. And a lot of people say, a couple of other podcasters told me they use one as well. And I was like, how do I even talk to you? I really don't know. And I feel like an idiot. But it's one of those things that I really, really do want to do, because there's some amazing people and I would love to have conversations with them.
I went to, Lisa invited us.
And to, really? I didn't know about that
she
one.
She wants us to come on. She's talked about it before.
Oh. I know a couple, two other, and I had to tell one of them, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying really hard to figure out a way. And I had to tell another person, like, I'm sorry. Like, I just can't, you know, I don't know where to get the time. There's so much stuff going on. And that sucks. I really want to do those things.
We should just quit some of these jobs. People
are. Let me tell you.
We'll be living outside, but you know, whatever. We'll just bring our equipment.
All right, so let's move on from these rants and talk about the top 10 downloaded episodes of our podcast all together. 8 of those episodes of the top 10 downloads are before and after reviews. Now, I know for a fact that a bot of some sort has hijacked our podcast and listens to it the most. I don't know what the podcast is doing. I don't know what the bot is doing with our audio. I only can assume that one day they're going to call you with my voice and say something crazy. Just don't give it any of the credit information. And what I love about it too is the bot seems to love Five Nights at Freddy episode the most, which is really funny since it's a kind of a movie about crazy AI robots being taken over by ghosts. And it's funny that the AI is downloading that the most. So I can't really take these numbers for reality, because I know for a fact they're being downloaded by bots. There's no doubt in my mind. But I will say that the top 10 downloaded episodes of before and after reviews are as follows. Or do you want to guess? Besides Five Nights at Freddy, what do you think are next?
the top five most downloaded?
Well, I have 10 here, but 10 of these episodes are actually the top 8 downloaded. There's only 2 Talking Trash is in the top. The one I work the hardest on is the least downloaded show, which sucks.
Oh,
but
dang.
It does, you know, whatever. Well, I get it, though.
I'm going to say that, I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine is probably in the top, right?
No. Well, because that just came out.
Oh, you mean like from the
past? Of all time. Yeah, this is all time now. You don't have a list in front of you.
Wait, the list of all the...
Of all time, what do you think are downloaded most?
Oh, all time, like even the other show. Okay.
No, just before and after reviews. Again, the top 10 most downloaded show episodes, or 8 of them, are before and after reviews.
Okay.
So do you have any guesses as to what they could be in order of all time, of all the... 99 episodes of the show. The first being Five Nights at Freddy. That is our number one most downloaded because the bot has hijacked it.
Oh, Dune?
Nope, not even on there. Yeah, shocking. This is a shockingly weird thing. That's why I think that maybe it's all bots, but I don't know. To stop dead air, so you don't have to sit here and struggle like, what the hell
I'm
is it?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, Inside Out 2 is our number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
Number 4 is Barbie.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about Barbie.
Yeah, number 5 is Dahmer. We did an episode back in the day.
Oh,
we did
TV
some
show.
TV shows when we started out, which I think is kind of funny. And also, number 6 is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Number 7 is our first episode, which I'm embarrassed by, so don't listen to it anymore, because I'm sure that our first few episodes have terrible sound.
Oh.
And we didn't know what we were doing.
What was
and
it?
We were probably using lapel mics that were not capturing properly with no editing. That was Nope. It's literally our first episode of Before and After Reviews.
Wow.
Don't take the word Nope as a no to listening to the show. We have changed a little bit. We've gotten a little better. John Wick 4, I'm sorry for everybody listening to that episode. I went on a rampage on that one. Luckily, Scream isn't on here, because that was another one I went on a rant.
Oh, God.
Number 9, The Last Voyage of the Demeter. That's surprising. Huh. Forgot that movie even happened.
Me too.
And number 10, Bob Marley's One Love.
Oh, okay.
Which I get, and I knew that was going to be
kind
of a movie that people were going to be talking about.
Okay.
This is our easiest show to do. That's just why it's funny that there's so many are getting the most downloads. We've done, what is it now? 26 this year. 26 episodes this year.
That's pretty good.
And including, if you kind of count it, we did 4 episodes of Talking Trash from this year. We turned them into Talking Trash episodes for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a whole month where we just did movies this year instead of doing before and after reviews. And that's why our numbers are kind of off. We should have been at 100 a while back, but we skipped some weeks.
Well, you should kind of add in tarot into that 4, because I kind of spoiled it.
Okay. So you want to talk about that episode a little bit? Yeah, that was our, we were drunk.
You were especially
drunk, and I couldn't even hold the show together, so that one was a mess.
Joe drunk and angry is not a fun time.
It wasn't even that you were angry, you were sick of it, and you kept repeating the same comment over and over. I almost put a bell on it.
Like, this stupid movie, fuck this movie.
You kept saying, it's stupid, it's just stupid.
Stupid.
And you just kept going back to it, and I was like, okay.
I was so gone at the end of the day.
So, yeah, we only have 13 weeks left in the year to do before and after reviews. So, that's crazy. We're way past the halfway mark.
Yeah, we got some good ones coming up, too.
So, in the 26 films so far of this year, what were your favorite films so far that we've seen in only before and after reviews? But I'm not counting the ones we've watched on streaming or off the show.
Only before and after for this year.
For this
year. Okay. Well, Dune 2. That was...
Is this an order?
No. Well, actually, that is my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Deadpool and Wolverine. I loved it. The Planet of the Apes movie. Like that one. And, I did like the Bob Marley movie. I thought it was good.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll go with those. Those are some of my favorite ones.
I did. I took five down. I said in order. I'm thinking right now in order is Inside Out 2, Dune 2, Deadpool Wolverine, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and Quiet Place 3 have been probably the episodes I've enjoyed or the movies that I've enjoyed we did on the show this year so far.
Yeah. Well, what did I say? I only said four? Well, okay. Yeah, I'll throw Maxine in there.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a surprise.
I'll throw it at the end. Yeah.
All right, because my next question was going to be biggest disappointments, and that would be my number one biggest disappointment of the year so far.
Yeah, okay. I've been thinking about Maxine a little bit. I think I'm gonna we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was one of your biggest disappointments. You want me to name mine?
Yeah.
Fucking Borderlands.
See, not, I wasn't even disappointed.
See,
about
I'm
it.
Not
yeah,
even over it. I'm not over it. I'm still hurt. I'm very upset. I'm very disappointed. Very. Also, what was the other?
Well, did you have a couple?
No. I'll say Ghostbusters. I was disappointed, but I kind of went in thinking.
I didn't think it was going to be much, and I actually thought it was better than it. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but, and Furiosa. I was freaking disappointed.
Yeah, that's my second biggest disappointment. I just didn't enjoy it.
Fart fest.
Yeah, I really was. I'm kind of upset with that film. Yeah. I just don't think it worked very well. I know some people just absolutely loved it. I couldn't find the enjoyment that other people were finding.
No, nope, me either.
So yeah, it was Maxine Furiosa, Long Legs to an extent, only because I wanted it to be so much more and it felt like it was just going to be there and it didn't get there. Mm-hmm. And the same goes with Civil War and Aliens. Both movies. Now, this is to a lesser extent. I do think Aliens is good, but I just wish it could have been so much better. You know, like, and the same thing with Civil War. I do like it, but I feel like this could have been something great.
Yeah, you know, I could take it or leave it on that movie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kind of just there in the middle on it.
Now, what about worst movies? So you already said Borderlands. Do you have that on your worst movie, or is it just disappointed?
No, that's a disappointment. Wow, I mean, okay. It was a trash heap, but I can't tell you that. I mean, I walked out of A Violent Nature feeling violent myself. I did not care for that movie at all. Violent Nature at all. It just pissed me off. I just didn't like it. And I thought Trap was a piece of junk. I did not like that one either. And I thought Tarot was one of the worst movies ever made. Period. Okay, period.
I think it's passable. No. If it was put on our friends coming over and we watched it, I don't think we would have absolutely hated it. We would just been like, it was kind of like boring. Kind of like too tame. I do have it on my worst movies of the year so far, too. I have Borderlands at number one. To me, it's by far the worst movie I've seen in a while. Then I have Tarot, Trap. And if we're counting them, and I know it's kind of like a cheat, but Madam Web and Imaginary are right
okay,
up
well,
on
we
there.
Can't do that because yeah. We already talked trash about them, but...
Yeah. Yeah. We already have them on Talking Trash. We kind of knew when we were going to watch those movies that they were probably going to be bad.
Yeah. But the top three for me is definitely Tarot and Trap and In a Violent Nature. I just couldn't do it.
All right. So... Now, this I thought might be interesting to talk about, but the state of movies going forward. Now, I find this really interesting. I see a lot of people kind of like talking about it. And since we're doing before and afters, it kind of hinges on going to the theater and having a theater experience. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, do we have faith that our theater will be around in the coming years?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Do you think, I mean, because you know this, it has an expiration date.
I don't want to think in those terms because it's devastating. That is a devastating thought to me.
I do love going to the theater.
I mean, so do I. And you know what? Like, I know so many people that I work with that would say, I'd rather sit on my couch.
Yeah.
But I just feel like some movies need to be seen on that big screen and just have that you know, experience with just everything in your face and so vibrant and full of life.
Yes. And also, it stops you from doing other things. So a lot of people don't experience movies at home. it's kind of background noise. It kind of fades.
Right. The dog is barking and has to go outside and take a crap, or yeah, you want to go get snacks. Yeah, there's laundry to fold.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
You know, it's like you find yourself, like when you're in a theater, you don't want to leave the seat. Right. So you fight any urge to go to the bathroom, even if it's a small one. But at home, you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Right. I mean, and it's not like you can't have
on your phone.
Yeah, you. That's right. You can play on your phone when you're sitting at home and you can screw around and run your mouth. But when you're in a theater, you can actually focus on something. And
it takes over. That's the beauty of a theater. It just takes over and you kind of enjoy yourself. You know, I watch a lot of people that we really respect on YouTube talking about movies, and we kind of see them like crap on the theater experience, and when I hear that, I get a little upset. I just like, that sucks. You know, you shouldn't want this thing to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it becomes down to that old man feeling where it's like, I hate these damn kids and I hate the people that mess that theater. I hate it too, but the good experiences completely outweigh the bad ones. For sure.
I mean, there's always going to be, you know, a bunch of, you know, fucking teenagers acting like assholes in the theater. But I mean, that's not going to stop me from going. I feel like that's my place, you know, like, you fuck off. That's my place. You're not going to drive me out of here.
Yeah.
And I love that experience. And, you know, we have like some buddies at our theater, and now they have like all these new things that you can order, pizzas and burgers and all sorts of food there now. And I'm just hoping for the best for the theaters, because I wish that we had like those old cinema draft houses where you can just chill out and, you know, grab your beer and just sit with your friends. And I just love that.
And hearing the Alamo Draft House going under was a start of something that really worried me.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
And that was an experience that I've never got to have, but I've heard about all these draft houses, you know, and the experiences and great times people have had at these, you know, these draft houses. And I'm mad that I couldn't have it. And now that it's gone, it's like, I feel like that's a big part of movie watching for a lot of people. And that's kind of a shame.
It is, you know, and I gotta say, God bless Joe Bob Briggs, because he's still trying to keep the actual drive-ins alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the drive-ins, I mean, that came before the movie theaters in a lot of ways, you know, like people were at the drive-in back in the 1950s, and some of them are still around.
Yeah.
You know, but I just wish that we could save them all. You know, they would just be so great.
Yeah. I just love that there's people out there who are campaigning and, you know, being really stand out for these theaters to stay alive.
Yeah.
Now, here's something interesting. I took down some numbers.
Oh.
Because now in the conversation of the theaters going away, I thought it'd be interesting to look up the numbers. Because so far this year, it's been interesting. And I wanted to know the exact, how the things are going and like what's going on. And now I noticed in 2023, the box office ended up being a $9 billion domestically. So the box office domestically for movies in 2023 was $9 billion. So far in 2024, it has $5.4 billion domestically. That's pretty good. We have 13 more weeks.
Okay.
And we have some big movies that
We do have 13 more weeks. Okay.
We have 13 more weeks, and we have these movies coming out that might possibly make money, you know, big money. If it was only $9 billion, and that's all we have to get to, that's not bad. I think this is possible.
I think we're going to make it. I mean, we got that Wicked movie coming out, and everyone's going to rush to see that.
Wicked, Beetlejuice 2.
Beetlejuice, yeah.
Transformers 1 is a possibility. I don't know if it'll make money, but maybe. Joker 2. Terrifier 3.
Oh, Terrifier's going to be released in the theater?
Yeah, they all have been.
Oh, okay. We watch it on Shudder.
Yeah, because it was more like a Fathom event, but I think that they've gotten smart.
Oh, okay.
They know they can release these things now.
Yep.
Smile 2.
Yeah.
Venom 3. Don't know, but I put it on here as a possibility. People might go see it.
It's going to be a talk and trash.
Moana 2.
Okay.
Mufasa. Sonic 3. So these movies might make money.
I don't know. I mean, I think everyone feels the same way about the Mufasa movie that we need
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. But, you know, might be kids. And you got to think about the kids when you think about these numbers. Now, Speaking about these movies and how much are coming out, two movies so far this year have crossed the billion-dollar mark.
Okay, we know that's Deadpool.
Yep. Actually, it's Inside Out 2 is number one.
Oh, so good.
1.6 billion. And Deadpool has got right now at this, at speaking of this time right now, I don't know. I would guess it's still in the theater.
Yeah,
But
I
it's
think
a
it is.
1.1.
Wow.
So those two are pretty important, holding steady. Now, the third movie with the most money is Despicable Me 4.
Wow, I did not guess
Yeah.
that.
Number four is Dune 2. Number five is Godzilla Kong. Number six is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number seven is Bad Boys 4. Number eight is Kingdom of the Apes. And number nine is Twisters. And number 10 is Quiet Place 3.
Okay.
Now, I just want to break this down because I don't know if you noticed the pattern, but I noticed the pattern and I have to talk about it. That's there's two part twos on the top 10,
Yep.
two part threes, four part fours,
Wow.
and one reboot, and Godzilla and Kong is actually a part four and a part three.
Oh my God.
So
Wow.
why are people saying they don't understand why there's no original movies anymore?
Wow.
Don't the numbers prove that people are seeing these movies? So why does every single person bitch?
I know.
I mean, how many? I don't think. I would love to go through our time. I didn't, but I would love to know if this five part fours are on the 10 money makers of the year. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love that because that's a lot of potential going forward to, when people, you hear people say these things about movies and they say they're, they don't make original movies. They don't make this. And I always have to say to these people, like, you have to make money. I know. Oh, you're a corporate person. No, I'm a realist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know at the end of the day, money has to be made to make the original movies. You make one Deadpool Wolverine, and you're going to fund three independent movies. That's a good thing. It's putting jobs out there, and it's putting seats, people in seats, and it's giving the potential for a new reboot. And by the way, all these movies were once number one movies, like the first in a series.
Right.
Now they're fourth.
Yep.
That's how it happens. We get the four from the success, and we start anew. You have your John Wick number one, and then you have four of them. You have the Matrix, and you make a bunch. You have to make original movies. You have to take chances, but to take those chances, the studios have to make money. And right now, since everybody and their mother says Disney's ruining the world and they're ruining my childhood, well, the top two are both Disney films.
Wow, that's
So
right.
yeah, and I'm like, you know what,
Wait,
guys?
Deadpool is a Disney
It's a
princess.
Disney princess now. So,
My
I mean, I
God.
don't know, and I find it really fascinating, and I think it's an interesting conversation. But if we're already at 5.4 million, a billion, there is a good outlook that we will beat last year's numbers and show that theaters are making money again. Because let's face facts, we're still coming off COVID that made people think that they should stay home more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people say that everything's so much more expensive at the theater, well, it's actually the same. Inflation is gone up, and
Right.
by the standards, people have done the math. It is the exact same prices.
Right. And can I just say, okay, fine, guys, you buy your ticket to the movie, you go inside and go into your seat and sit there with the dollar store snacks in your bag. You don't have to spend $7.50 on a pack of Sour Patch Kids at the theater. Just buy your shit beforehand and save some money.
Or if you're like Joe, you have to get popcorn.
Okay, well, let
Find a
me
way
just tell
around
you.
this.
Okay, well, sir, excuse me, sir. I'm a Regal Unlimited VIP member. I have a bucket that I
We
purchased.
should be VIPs, honestly.
No, we're pretty much VIPs, okay? They treat us very nice at Regal. And I'm going to say this. I fill that bucket for $5, and it is enough to feed a family of five. that bucket.
And with all the buckets that you've bought, all the trash cans, all of the funky things that we've gotten, you definitely deserve to get as many free popcorns as you can get.
Yes, I do deserve.
We do give money to the theater.
We support.
So even we smuggle
Regal Cinemas.
We support.
Looking for a sponsor, Regal Cinemas, Regal Unlimited. Join now for $21 a month. It pays for itself.
I love how many times we've like said, you know what? Oh, looking for sponsors. Hey, I'm wearing my cavity killer shirt today. Oh, hey, we're drinking Rogue beer today.
Yeah, man.
Or we're drinking Voodoo Ranger.
I am wearing my Chucky sweatpants, comfy lounge pants right now from Cavity Colors. I'm looking for a sponsor.
All right. So now let's move on to, you know, the last topic of the episode and our little conversation. Show thoughts. Okay. Yeah, ideas. I wrote some ideas, and I don't know if we want to evolve the show or just leave it the same. But I've thought about it.
I'm pretty happy with the way it is. I really do like it, but I'm open to any new ideas. So go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of like sit here and I think about it a little bit. Some of my ideas were that I thought maybe it would be interesting to have it flow like this, right? We do our before thoughts, which is us just having conversations about everything that has to do with the movie we're about to see. And then there are afterthoughts. Would be maybe more of a tight and condensed version of our score and our review, each doing, you know, their takes, and maybe having a little conversation about it. And then I thought, what if, and I know this is a big deal because it might go too long, but if we did it like a small, you know, more condensed, maybe we could add on spoiler talk after that, and then maybe a segment of how could we fix it if we didn't like it. Like, okay. What would you do differently?
We would have to, like, yeah, we definitely have to feel ourselves out and see, number one, if we had been drinking that evening, and number two, how tired we actually are.
Yeah.
You know,
and how long we're going. Sometimes they're shorter, yeah. And sometimes we stretch it out a little bit by ranting about other things or going a little deeper. But if we did it a little tighter, maybe we can actually make other segments to it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times that we always say, we got to talk off the show. Mm-hmm. And I've had people say to me, so now that you talked off of it, what were you thinking? And I, that is true. I do would love to share my thoughts. Like recently I was going into a rant about what I think Cuckoo might have been about. And same thing with Violent Nature, trying to talk about what I think it's about. And I don't know if necessarily I'm always right. I don't know, but I do think, when I get something out of it, it would be fun to discuss it a little more.
Yeah.
And we do, when we stop recording, we rant.
Yes. And to each other. You also helped me on that episode. So I sometimes do need a little extra discussion.
Yeah. And it isn't even like helping. It's just like sharing what did we think this was about.
Well, I thought something, but then you clarified that it was something else. And
maybe.
So.
Don't take my is gospel. That I do think. And I definitely think I do, is overthink.
Well, I overthink too, so that's why I'm usually wrong.
Because I always, what I love about you is that you seem to, when you watch a movie, you take it like surface value. You go, this is what it's showing me. And I don't know if I'm supposed to read into it, so I just kind of take it and go, at the end of it, I didn't like this thing.
Well, because I wait to see how it's going to be condensed together, like flow, like, you know, cake batter. I want to see how it's gonna like
how it's mixed.
Yeah, how it's mixed at the end, and then I make a decision. Oh, okay, I understood that. I get it. I understand what they're doing. But then once I talk to you and you clarify a lot of things, it makes me think even more.
Well, I think that and that is definitely where we go off each other with the what we constantly say about each other, so we fill in each other's gaps. I will say that like when you see that surface, I am constantly looking under the rock. You know, yeah. I always want to lift the rock and look at the dirt underneath and what the worms are doing, and I want to know what the grittiness is. What is this director thinking? And I pick it apart. And a lot of people tell me, you know, people don't do that. A lot of people don't look at movies the way that I look at movies because I'm constantly searching on it, hoping for something more.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely true about you because, like, where you would watch a Yorgos Lanthimos movie and you would get deep down in the like the dirt of the this movie, I'd be like, this motherfucker. You
Yeah,
know?
that's exactly
Like,
right.
you know, I'm like looking at this shit like, okay, I feel like I just took an acid trip. And you are like mentally, you know, breaking down every single part of this movie. And me, I'm just like, I hate this fucking director. I don't know what he's trying to do to me right now. And it's not until we discuss things and you tell me your point of view that I'm like, okay, oh, okay. I didn't think about that. You know, so you bring things out in me that I wouldn't normally see myself a lot of the time because most of the time, like, my first reaction is to get angry. And I'm just like, what is this shit? You know?
I definitely think that people could put us in those two boxes of
Yeah.
me being cautiously optimistic and you being like either extremely happy or extremely negative.
Yeah, like my whole, like, if
Like
you
I'm in
can
the middle
sum
and you're on
me
the
up, like,
sides.
my friend Kim and I, that's what we talk about all day. It's like, all right, my answer is this bitch. You know, like, that's just like this bitch. Why is this movie like this? What is going on? You know, what, why is this director like this? This
Yeah,
bitch, you know,
this.
this bitch. So
Yeah,
I like having our discussions.
we've talked about it before. One of the things that we've always wanted to film and do is a side video or whatever is a trailer discussion where we watch. A lot of people do react trailer reactions and stuff like that. And I know the studios kind of ruin it. I think they're making people not be able to use the trailers, which is weird because it's free advertising,
Yeah,
so
but
I
you
never
don't want to
understood
get
it.
flagged. You got flagged on a couple of
Oh,
things.
my YouTube is hit like crazy because I do put in, I get a little ahead of myself with audio. I know I do. And sometimes the songs are going to get flagged, which sucks
I feel like it's
because
free press for them.
it really is. It's kind of odd. It's not like I'm stealing it to sell. I don't really know. It doesn't, whatever. But one of the things was we wanted to talk about trailers because when I watch a trailer, I watch it unlike everybody else. I just, oh, is that, that looks interesting. And I'm over here going, so I think the whole movie's gonna play out like this.
You know,
And
and
you're
I
always like, I gotta
yeah.
hear what you think this movie's gonna have, what's
Yes,
gonna
'cause you're
happen.
always right and it pisses me
I know
off.
anybody listen to our cuckoo episode will hear me talk about what I got from the trailer and it in the before, and I kind of nail it a little too much. And it is eerie. When I even hearing myself later on, I was like, oh wow.
Yeah,
Like,
like
wow, I really guessed some stuff.
when we're watching movies, you'll like lean over and you'll tell me, oh, hey, this is what I think is going on. I'm just like, just shut up. Just stop it. Just let me watch the goddamn
Have to
movie.
share with you. I have to share my thought.
Like, no, because then you're gonna, like, I'm here thinking that one thing's happening in this movie, and then you're over here telling the goddamn truth. And I'm like, just shut up. Just shut up.
But you know what? The only reason that I even do this or can do this is that we've seen so many damn movies that I
I
feel like
know.
nothing can trick me. When they do, I like the movie.
I know. And now it's like we've grown so much together in our movie watching experience that like I pick out things that you always like now I'm picking those things out, the things you've always noticed, you know? Like, oh, if the opening sequence has narration, this is going to be a piece of shit, or, you know, the long driving sequences in movies, it's going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, we actually have a list of
Like, yeah,
things.
so I just love that we have that together. It's awesome.
Yeah, I do enjoy it as well. I love you. Let's end this on one thing. Second thoughts, something we always talk about is when you watch a movie, you have that hot take. It's right out of the theater. It's raw. It's just a take. And I always say that you need a couple of days to marinate, but I really like the rawness. I like the instant review of thoughts. But I will admit that you do get a swayed review, and it's hard to not, it's not really maybe our altogether thoughts. But so we always talk about, well, second thoughts is a thing that's funny, like our walk of shame. Where we come back and we go, oh, maybe we reviewed it too harshly or reviewed it too nicely. So, do you have any movies that you want to mention that you might have over or under reviewed?
Yes. So, as I kind of gave away before talking about Maxine, I've had my time to think about this film. And I think I might have given it, I want to say 5. I don't recall, but I'm thinking of changing my review. I think that this movie was a 6. Hmm. I think after, you know, I was probably not 100% on my game through that movie. And now that I'm thinking about it now, I feel like the ending was not as bad as I thought it was. I think that what made me thrown off and upset throughout the movie is that it was not as violent and bloody and, you know, it wasn't, it didn't have the same feel that X and Pearl had. And I just wanted it to. I wanted it to be that just diabolical kind of thing, like Pearl and X. I just kind of wanted it to be like that. Like, just, it had the grimy feel. Like, it had the feel like you were in the 80s, but I just feel like they tried so hard to make a plot that it just kind of fell a little flat.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it seemed like Pearl and X didn't try at all, because they were just amazing. They just did so well without even trying. It seemed so fluid. But I want to watch Maxine again, and I want to reevaluate my thoughts on Maxine, because I feel like that movie is better than what I came out with.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I would definitely watch it again, but I was very disappointed because I don't feel like a movie really happens in that movie. Like, I feel like it's just, there doesn't seem to be an end. There doesn't seem to be a real purpose around it. It kind of needed to be an ending, and it isn't. It's just, everything just plays out normally. It's kind of an odd film for me. It didn't connect with me, but I understand what you're talking about, and maybe I think I might have said on that episode that it might grow on us as we watch it more.
Yes, I want us to revisit that movie together and then talk about it after, because I feel like I was too hard on it. And I've read a lot of reviews on Instagram of people talking about it and what they thought, you know, were the high points of the movie. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to disagree, but I feel like the points are valid, you know? So I want to revisit it for that reason. I feel like I gave it not a fair shake. So,
okay. Yeah. I was going to say mine is Long Legs. I think that I like it better than I said. I think I was very angry while watching it. And I think I just had a thought that there was things about it that just pissed me off. And I came out very negative toward the whole movie because it just felt like it was like a letdown. So I definitely, in retrospect, I think I've thought about it. And I think it is a little better than I said it was.
I agree.
I think that it might be a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to check this movie out again. I feel like it is very culty, and I think that that's interesting. It is not the 9s and stuff that people are mentioning. It does have very evident problems.
It does.
And I think it is disappointing in that sense, and I want it to be better, and I think that's why I'm being so harsh to it.
Yeah. So we watch those two movies again, because I also feel the same about Long Legs.
Yeah. And I think that I might have reviewed too nicely on two movies, maybe.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
I think Argyle is not... I think we were a little too nice to it. After thinking about it for a day or two afterwards, I was like, yeah, that movie kind of did suck, didn't it? Like, it's not good.
I disagree with you. I liked it.
Okay.
I had a good time.
I know you liked it a lot more than I did. I don't remember what I gave it. You might have, like, got me into a 6.
I gave it a 7 because I liked it.
Yeah. When I remember that being like, wow. Like, I don't even remember now what I gave it. But I know after thinking about it for a little bit, I was like, I don't know. I don't know about this movie. So I definitely think, yeah, I gave it a 6. I definitely think it's probably a 5.
Okay.
I don't know if I can see myself watching it again and really liking it. In fact, I'll probably see the holes in it more.
Yeah, you probably will, because if you're feeling that way now.
Yeah, and right now, as of right now in this recording, I'm a little iffy on my 7 on Aliens. So I'm feeling a little 6.
Okay, we're going to call that movie Romulus.
Yeah, Romulus.
Okay, we're not going to say Aliens.
Well, people know what I'm talking about.
I know,
we're,
but still.
The recent Aliens film, Romulus. I'm a little iffy on it because after thinking about it, that last half really kind of take it is a mess, and it feels like a second movie in there, and it is kind of worrisome for me. I said it was probably my third favorite Aliens film, and I don't know if I like it better than Aliens 3. It's a little weird. I don't know. That's of right now. I will definitely watch this again because okay. I am actually very excited to see it again.
Yeah, I had a good time with it. So I'm keeping my score, which was a 7. It was a 7. I'm gonna keep that.
So any parting thoughts on our ranting, our discussions, our weird thoughts of the future and anything?
Just that I'm so happy that we do this together. It makes me feel part of something really special to do this with my best friend. And I just want to say also that I truly, truly appreciate all of you who come back to our show every week and support us, because it means everything to us. It really does. I mean, just to have you guys listen to us and even give us feedback and, you know, commentary, it just means everything. So I just want to say thank you for that. It really does mean a lot to us.
Absolutely. I mean, I second that emotion. I think anybody who has gone out of their way to write me on the side, share it, put it in their stories, tell one of their friends to listen to us, yes, or pass it around, or send anything like that, I appreciate you so much.
You have no idea. It means so much. Like, I mean, just to share that you're listening to our podcast on your story, I mean, that is just the coolest fucking thing ever, man. It's just the coolest thing ever. So thank you for sharing and listening to our rambles and stuff every week. And we just really appreciate it. We can't thank you enough.
Yeah. All right. So here's to 100 episodes, and here's to the next.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
The popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.